BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope it's starting off well for you, even if it's a little cold out there, but not as cold as yesterday, so there's that. And there's a little bit of a dusting of snow probably on your car this morning as you head out the door, but nothing that you can't just brush off really quickly and move along. It's literally a dusting. And then tonight, we're going to get a little bit more of a coating. Nothing too major. And then we're keeping an eye on what's going to happen this weekend. But I'll take that. I'd rather, you know, just wipe the car off every morning than have to go out and shovel, right? Although it wasn't too bad on Sunday. I think if people waited too long, some might have even waited till Monday morning. Well, then it was probably a little bit more frozen, but. So we have a lot to discuss this morning. A little bit later on, we're going to be learning about the upcoming admissions lottery for a global learning public charter school, charter public school. I'm going to keep messing that up. But we're going to learn more about how you can apply if you have a student who is going to be in grades 5 through 10 this upcoming school year. You know, starting next fall. Hard to believe that the school year is more than half over, right? I think, what, next week the kids will be on February vacation? And then before we know it, it'll be March vacation. I'm sorry, March vacation. April vacation. And then that was always kind of the turning point for me. Once we got to April vacation, I knew the countdown was on. Into how much school was left. Not that I didn't like going to school, but it's also nice not having to go to school, not having to wake up early in the morning. Although when I got to be in the later grades of high school, summer vacation became, well, how much can I work this week? How much will they allow me? How many hours are they going to give me? So I can earn as much money as I can. And I was so proud of myself, my first summer of working, because I had saved up $400. I mean, I used to get paid $4 an hour back then, so that was pretty good money for me. I think it was $425 was what I started getting paid when I first started working. And I thought I was rich when I got a raise to $5 an hour. When I became a cook. But I was a dishwasher at 16, 15, 16 for $4.25 an hour. And I saved up $400. And I used that to buy my first car. Bought my mom's Chevy Celebrity Wagon. She was going to be trading it in for a minivan. She'd always wanted a minivan. She got a Dodge Caravan. And she said, well, they're going to give me $400 trade-in value for this. I'll sell it to you for $400. So I bought it. That was my first car, and that was the car that I spent the most money on for a long time. Because after that, I had a string of cars that I only paid $200 for. See, kids, back in the day, cars didn't cost thousands of dollars when you bought them out of somebody's yard. Well, back when you could buy them out of somebody's yard. Instead of them being on Facebook Marketplace or however they're doing it now. You would just get in the car and drive down Route 6 or drive down Route 28. until you found a car in somebody's yard, and then you'd find out how much they wanted for it or make them an offer. And most of the time, I could go out there and find something between $200 and $300. And then if something broke that I had to fix that cost more than that, I would just go get a different car. And I recently joined a Facebook group that has like some of those cars of that era. You know, people share photos when they see them out in the wild. And I was like, there's still a lot of them around. Some of them might have been ones that I owned. The Plymouth Reliance, the Dodge Aries, the Chevy Cavalier. But then I had some weird ones that nobody else had. Volkswagen Fox. I had a 79 Cadillac Eldorado. I had a 78 Plymouth Volare. Two Trans Ams. A Fiero. I've had something like 22 vehicles since I turned 16. So in, you know, 31 years. Including a couple of long stretches with some vehicles. So there was a lot of turnover in the early days, that's for sure. Anyway, 508-996-0500 is our number. You heard Phil mention in the news that New Bedford now has a new app that was just launched yesterday. And we talked about this after the mayor's State of the City address because he announced in that address that this would be something that was forthcoming. And now it's here. You can download it onto your smartphone. If you have an Apple phone, go to your app store. If you have a Google phone, a Samsung phone, anything that runs on Android operating system, you can go to the Play Store and download it. But it's called NB Connected. And it has, you know, the little lighthouse logo, the same City of New Bedford logo that they utilize on the city's website. And you can download this app for free onto your phone. And it brings together all of the city services. So if you want to pay to park downtown at the meter, you can open up the NB Connected app and it'll bring you to the Passport parking app. If you want to pay a bill, you can click on that. It brings you to the city's webpage to pay a bill. If you want to apply for a job, you can do that with the city. If you want to get a permit to do some work around your home, you can do that through the app. If you want to just find out more information, you can do that through the app. Now, this application is something that will be updated. So all the features that you see now are just kind of the beginning. But it is something that can be expanded and will be expanded as time goes on. It's part of the city's new data-centric approach. New Bedford Light reporting this morning that the app was built with $82,000 from the city's ARPA funds. And that the city will pay $100,000 a year subscription fee to keep the app running. It will replace the now defunct C-Click Fix app, where you could go to report a pothole or a downed branch or anything that you needed the DPI to come out and take a look at. That's now been replaced. That's been integrated into this NB Connected app as well. So on the surface, I think this is a great tool. On the critical side, I wonder exactly what the city's getting for $82,000 down and $100,000 a year. Because most of what this app does is just links you to city services. I mean, I could have built this app. And I don't know anything about building apps. But years ago, Spooky South Coast co-host and co-founder Matt Costa, who's no longer with the program. I mean, he's still with us. He's still alive. He just moved. But he created a spooky South Coast app that does all the same things that this app does, which is just points you to pre-existing places on the internet. So this is something where you go and you click, you know, pay a bill. It brings you to the bill paying section of the city's website. If you want to get a job, it points you to the job listing section of the city website. If you want to pay for parking, it brings you to where you can download the Passport app, which is what the city uses to pay for parking. These services are not integrated into the app. They're linked within the app. And to me, that's a disappointment because I deleted the Passport parking app in order to make space on my phone for this app. And now I have to re-download the Passport app if I want to pay for parking. So while I'm glad that this app has launched, I'm not too impressed. And again, I say I could have built this app. I'm being facetious, but it's not. It wasn't something that required, I don't think, $82,000 of investment. But again, we'll see. I mean, this is the launch of the app. Things could get integrated as we go along. That $82,000 could be covering more things that are going to be done in the future. I believe Mayor Mitchell will be in today with Chris. I'm sure they'll talk about it more in depth. But the good thing for you, the city resident, the city taxpayer, the person who needs the city services, you don't need to go all around looking for different things. It's all right there in the palm of your hand in an easy to find place. But I'm just a little bit underwhelmed. I thought these things would all be integrated to make it easier for me to be able to utilize these things instead of taking me to an already buggy city website. And in fact, I think most people will tell you they're really not happy with the city's website overall, that it can get a little bit confusing. You can get lost in it. This certainly makes it easier to get to what you're looking for, but I was hoping it was going to be all things that were integrated. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I mean, you know, most of what the WBSM app is all about are the same things you can find on our website. But the app experience is different than the web experience. For example, we get a lot of people who will read our content on our website, and then they'll complain because they'll say, oh, there's a lot of ads on your website. Well, there's a reason for that. That's how we keep the website free, so that you don't have to pay to utilize our website like you do with other places where they will charge you a monthly subscription to even see some of the content, let alone, you know, to access past content or to read more than 3 articles a month. Some of it is like subscriber-only content, and we don't do that. We make everything completely free. From our podcasts to our live stream to our articles, again, live traffic and weather, and we're able to do that, again, because of great sponsors like South Coast Towing, who sponsor the WBSM app, but we're also coming up with new ideas all the time for it. But if the ads bother you on our website, and most people, it doesn't bother them. Most people just say, okay, fine, I'm just going to click out of that. Or some people just put an ad blocker on their browser, whatever you got to do. But the app experience is different. If you read our stories on the WBSM app, you don't get those ads. So whenever anybody complains on social media, I can't even read the story, can barely read the story, there's too many ads, I just say the same thing. Download the app. Then you won't have to worry about that. You can read it on the app and not have to be concerned about how many ads there are. Because we've integrated these stories into the app in a different way than they're presented on the website. And I thought that was what this NB Connected app was going to do. And again, I'm not trying to be overly critical. I'm glad the city is moving into the 21st century here with a single application as opposed to multiple things that kind of scatter some of the services that are offered. And certainly streamlines it for people who go to the website and are overwhelmed by, where am I supposed to go do this? Where am I supposed to go do that? However, I think it can be better. And I think it will get better as time goes on. I just wonder if that conversation happened. If there was a conversation of, well, can we make this within the app so that they don't have to go to the, you know, the website? But remember, the more you put natively into the app, the more storage that will take and probably drive the costs up. But again, on the surface, as somebody who doesn't know anything about creating an app, as somebody who doesn't know anything about maintaining an app, I'm looking at this and saying $82,000 down and $100,000 a year for this. And I'm not trying to say that there's, anything. I'm not trying to doge this and call this fraud or wasteful, which, by the way, that's what Doge is doing. They're just calling anything that they don't like fraud. I'm not doing that. I'm saying that, and by the way, none of it's fraud because it was all appointed by, it was all approved by Congress. But anyway, looking at this as an investment, I just don't think that, as they say, the juice is worth the squeeze from what they got. But again, I know nothing about how these are all created, so I'm talking out of my app here. So I don't really necessarily know what I'm talking about, but I'm just saying that as a surface level user, I would think it would be a different entity than what it is, but it still does streamline everything together. 508-996-0500. Let me take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with the news with Phil. Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the newsroom and getting all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt and then more with you on the other side. You can call in 508-996-0500.
Elon Musk leads nearly $1 billion in education cuts. Illinois' former governor gets a pardon. And Valentine's Day shopping expectations.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Education Department's Institute of Education Sciences is facing nearly $900 million in cuts. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency deemed much of the Institute's work unnecessary, leading to the termination of numerous contracts. Advocates argue the cuts will hinder efforts to improve student outcomes, especially for low-income students and students of color. The cuts come as Musk's team's access to Education Department systems is challenged in court. The White House blocked an Associated Press reporter from an Oval Office event on Tuesday after demanding the news agency change its terminology for the Gulf of Mexico, which President Trump has ordered renamed the Gulf of America. The AP refused, calling the move a violation of press freedom. Executive editor Julie Pace said barring a reporter over independent journalism is unacceptable and a threat to the First Amendment. The Trump administration has not commented, but this comes days after it removed several news outlets from Pentagon office space. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is directing the military to put a pause on the recruitment of new transgender people. Lisa Taylor with more.
Hegseth is also ordering a suspension of planned procedures for current service members with gender dysphoria. It comes along with President Trump's executive order that essentially bans trans military service. Hegseth wrote in a memorandum for senior Pentagon leadership, "Efforts to split our troops along the lines of identity weaken our force and make us vulnerable." I'm Lisa Taylor.
Collapsed landing gear is the apparent cause of a deadly plane crash near Phoenix involving a jet owned by Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil. One person was killed in the Monday afternoon crash at Scottsdale Airport, with the fire department spokesman saying three people were taken to hospitals, two with life-threatening injuries. TMZ reports Neil was not on the plane, but his girlfriend was and suffered broken ribs. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is praising President Trump after receiving a full pardon. Speaking outside his home, Blagojevich expressed his gratitude to the president.
After 2,896 days in prison, nearly 8 years, President Trump pulled me out of there, and now he did this. And all I can tell you is that President Trump is a man who, when he sees things that are wrong, he rights them.
The former Democratic governor declined to comment on rumors that he's being considered to become ambassador to Serbia. He also didn't discuss whether he might run for office again. Lyft appears to be joining the robo-taxi game. The rideshare service announced that it's looking to launch an autonomous vehicle fleet sometime next year. Technology used by Intel-backed Mobileye will power the cars, and Dallas will be the first market to feature them. And Valentine's Day is almost here. Falls on a Friday this year. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
Those who partake in the day mainly shop for their significant others and family, but Americans will also be treating friends, pets, and colleagues. A survey by the National Retail Federation found that 32% of U.S. shoppers are buying something for their friends. This Valentine's Day, Americans are expected to spend over $27 billion, equaling an average of $188 per person. That's an increase of more than $1 billion from last year, according to the Trade Association. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics take on the San Antonio Spurs in Boston at TD Garden tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're looking at a mostly cloudy day with snow developing overnight, a high of 35 degrees. On Thursday, we wake up to an icy mix and rain in the morning, turning windy in the afternoon, a high of 40. On Friday, bright and breezy, a high of 32, taking us into the weekend. Saturday looking mostly cloudy, and so far Sunday looking pretty rainy. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. Get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. And I'm burning to talk to you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both open at WBSM app. Again, which is brought to you by South Coast Towing, which is which features a lot of integrated features. I'm not going to keep dumping on the new NB Connected app. I think it's very useful. It's just, I would expect more, but that's just me. We can talk about that or whatever else is on your mind. Some programming notes for you coming up this week. Of course, as I mentioned, later on today, we'll be learning about the application process for global learning. Charter Public School, if you wanted to have your child attend there next fall, they're having the lottery early next month, so the deadline is later on this month. So we're going to find out all those details in the 8 o'clock hour. Tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Colleen Ogilvy, the registrar of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. She's going to be joining us to talk about real IDs. The deadline to get your real ID is fast approaching, and the registrar is going to join us to talk about exactly what that means and how you can get one. I can tell you this, I got mine a couple years ago now, and it was pretty easy, but I also have the documentation handy. I had a passport and other things. I'd gotten a passport a while before. Actually, now that I think about it, I think I let my passport expire. So that means I got to start that process all over again. But I actually, when I turned 50, I got a card that said, here is your passport to Florida. Now all I know is when I go to the border, I show it to them and they let me in. It's crazy. No, it's an SNL sketch. Christopher Walken. But no, I had to get a passport because I was going on a paranormal cruise. I was invited to be a quote-unquote celebrity guest on this cruise. And it was going to Cozumel, Mexico and Honduras and Belize. And so I needed a passport. And I found out that I was going on this cruise relatively short period of time. So I had to go have it rushed. Got it in time, was able to go on the cruise. And then I had it again when I went to Bermuda a couple times, even though they don't really check your passport for going to Bermuda. And then I never used it for a while. So I think I went to Canada to film a TV show, but then, you know, since COVID, kind of let it lapse. So that's on me, and now I'm going to have to go through the process all over again. And I keep saying every year I'm going to sign up for the TSA pre-check, and I never do. Because I'm like, well, I don't fly enough to make it worth it, but then that one time you fly, you're like, I wish I had just paid the $80 to do it, or whatever it costs. But anyway, we're going to find out what you need to get your real ID. And then on Friday, we're going to be joined by Laura Jaworski of House of Hope to talk about the now opened Echo Village that opened up in Providence yesterday. So thanks to one of the articles that I read, it was either ABC6 or WPRI 12, it mentioned exactly where this is. And now I know. I was like, Vincent Street, I don't know where that is. I'm not exactly sure. But then it said, it's behind the Foxy Lady. I was like, oh, I know where that is. Not that I've ever been to the Foxy Lady, but I just know it from driving by. Strip clubs are not something that interests me. As I always used to say, when my friends would be like, hey, do you want to go to the strip club? I'd be like, I work too hard to make $20 to put it down somebody's pants. It just was never anything that really drew my attention. So, I've been a couple times, bachelor parties or somebody's 21st birthday or what have you, but not really my thing. But I do know where it is from driving by on the highway and seeing it. So, but now the Echo Village has opened. And by the way, just to show you how long it took to get this process completed, Echo stands for Emergency COVID Housing Opportunity. But now it's open. They're going to start moving in 10 to 15 people a week over the next couple of weeks, and they have 45 of these units available. So within a month, they'll have these filled, and it's not like when the winter's over, they're going to kick people out either. This is designed to be a 6 to 12 month living opportunity for these folks to help them get back on their feet. But what happens if they're still there in 12 months? Well, we're going to talk to Laura Jaworski about that, as well as other questions that I have and that I'm sure you have as well. So that'll be on Friday morning. So we've got plenty of information coming your way over the next few days. And speaking of information, I should probably also give you the information that, you know, I was talking about the new NB Connected app that the city launched yesterday, and I've already downloaded it on my phone. Was already going through it and checking out some of the different things that it can do. But what I should also tell you, because I know some of you out there do not have smartphones, is they've also launched a phone system as well. So if you don't have a smartphone to utilize this application on, you can now utilize dialing 311 to get to all of these services as well. So you're going to have to stay on the phone and, you know, listen to menu options and things like that, but you'll be able to access all of these services using 311 on your regular phone. Maybe you have a cell phone that isn't a smartphone. I don't think there's too many of those left, but maybe you have one. Or maybe you want to be able to access it via your landline phone. I don't think anybody still has a rotary dial. I think that they discontinued those. I know for a while you could still have a rotary phone, but there was a surcharge for having it. And I'm talking, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. But one of my friend's grandmother still had a rotary dial phone, and she refused to give it up and get a touch tone phone. And so she paid a surcharge every month. I think it was like $5 on her bill for having a non-touch tone phone, for having a rotary dial phone. But she didn't want a touch tone. She wanted a rotary dial. She gladly paid that $5 every month. I still remember those commercials on TV in the 80s that would say, use a touch tone phone to dial, because you couldn't do the things they wanted you to do with a rotary dial. And we're talking like those 1-900 numbers. Not the dirty ones, but they had one for everything back in those days. Want to hear the latest soap opera gossip? Dial 1-900-909-SOAP. Don't actually dial that, kids. Kids, get your parents' permission before dialing. But they had ones that were targeted toward kids as well. I know, because I racked up a huge phone bill calling them. And my parents still remind me about that at least a couple times a year. Remember when you ran up a $400 phone bill calling 900 numbers and you got in trouble? Yes, I remember. Do you remember what happened the month after that? Yes. I then ran up a $900 phone bill after I got in trouble. Yes, I know. To be fair, most of those calls were already placed before you got the $400 phone bill. But yes, I still called. And it was like the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince line. It was Freddy Krueger's telephone nightmares, where you would call up and Freddy Krueger would tell you a story. And that's what these things were. It was genius in terms of a business model, because it was just a recording that played on a loop. But you dialed in and you started listening wherever you were at, and it was $1.99 the first minute, $3.99 each additional minute. So for the first minute, you're listening for $1.99, and before you know it, you know, the minute has gone by. And the way I got hooked into it is because they would say, the first minute is free, $4.99 each additional minute. I'm like, okay, as long as I just stay on for a minute, nobody will know that I called. But then you get sucked into it because you come in the middle of whatever the recording is saying, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to keep listening. And then the next thing you know, it's 8 minutes have gone by. But the one that got me the most was they had one that was called like Video Arcade or something like that, where you called up and it was like a choose your own adventure, like you were playing a video game, like you're a ninja and you're walking through the castle. Press one to go through the door. Press two to scale the wall. And then the more numbers that you pressed, the more it just would expand the story more so that you were on the phone longer. That was the one that really racked up the phone bill. But I used to call the WWF line with Mean Gene Okerlund. That's before he did the WCW one. I used to call the Glow Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling line. I think Alf had his own line. And yeah. $400 phone bill followed by, I think it was like just under $900. So, kids, get your parents' permission before dialing. All right, I got to take a break here because I'm still trying to earn money to pay back my parents for those phone bills. So we'll be back in a few moments. Please forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. But don't be too hard to a little fun one from Cheap Trick this morning. And 508-996-0500 is the number to call in. App chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. There is a feature they should add to the NB Connected app. A chance to record audio that gets sent directly to the mayor. The same way you can record audio and send it directly here to the WBSM studio with the open line feature. You can just open that up, hit the record button, go off on your rant and send it in, and then we can play it on the air as long as it's, you know, suitable for air. And it's your chance to go for a whole minute uninterrupted. I can't cut you off. I can't pot you down. I can't tell you to shut up. I can't argue with you. You can say whatever you want, again, as long as it's appropriate for air, using the open line feature on the WBSM app. Wouldn't you like to see that included on the NB Connected app? Maybe it's something that can come in the future. But also one of my favorite apps on my phone is my Dash Laundromat app, because every time I look at that, it's a reminder. Whenever I open up my phone and I scroll through my apps and I'm trying to find a different one, I see that and I'm like, that's a reminder. Oh, that's right. I don't do laundry anymore, because I just drop it off. I open up the locker using my Dash Laundromat app, leave my clothes in the locker. Dash will take the clothes out, wash them, dry them, fold them, put them into a locker, and then let me know through the app when they're ready. And then I just go pick them up. I can drop off and pick up whenever it works for me. But also what's great about it too is it's not like everything's automated either. They will call me and they will ask me different questions like, oh, we noticed that this is in there. Do you want this washed separately? Do you want, like, they're still going to give you that same personalized service as if you'd gone in, only you get to drop it off. And now they also have their brand new Dash Tote delivery bags. They are weather resistant, durable, and designed with a secure zipper top to protect your laundry every step of the way. And they've even rolled out their convenient new Dash subscription plans. You can choose from small, medium, or large totes. And you just pay one price per month and you can get those, the size bag that you need, and they'll just do your laundry for you. Plus, they have premium detergent options like Tide, Gain, or All. And you get to enjoy, if you're a subscriber, discounts on comforters, blankets, and other household items. So to find out how it all works, just go to dashlaundromat.com, download that Dash app, or find Dash Laundromat on social media. All right, we're going to be taking a break for the news. We're going to get the ABC News with all the national headlines and then Phil Devitt with your South Coast news. And then in the next hour, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, We are going to hear from Adonis Ferreira of Global Learning Charter Public School. We're going to learn about the admissions process and the upcoming lottery.